And welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill, Michael Patrick Leahy here with you. 615-737-9522, the phone number. We're happy to take your calls throughout the course of the day. Go to TennesseeStar.com on the web, TennesseeStar.com, and you'll find links to our top stories of the day, including a story about a guy who's come up with a unique way to build the wall since, well, Congress isn't willing to do it.
Yes, we're joined now by Brian Kovach, who is a verified blue check Facebook page as a public figure. He's a Purple Heart recipient, a triple amputee veteran. Put up this page GoFundMe account just a couple days ago. Already has $3.1 million to build the wall. Welcome, Brian, to 98.3 FM and 1510 WLAC.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
How did you come up with this idea? I mean, they go fund just about everything else. Why not go fund the wall?
Well, I think you said it the best. Well, why not? And really, I think, well, why hasn't it been done sooner? I mean, everyone has been talking about it. It's been in the news for like probably about a year now. People have been talking about doing it. Some people have done it, but none of them have really got caught traction. And I think this is the one that caught traction, and it's just timing and probably, you know, it's the point that I'm a triple amputee and I'm speaking out. Probably call everyone's attention like a lightning rod. So,
well, you got to feel pretty good that you've outraised, you know, just in the first day or so, the entire amount that they raised for Dr. Blasey Ford.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it shows that.
The media made a big deal about that, and I think they raised about $1 million for her. You're at the $3 million mark, and the mainstream media is kind of like, shh, crickets.
Yeah, I think it shut them up pretty quick. There's a lot of people saying it's not possible, and whether it's possible or not, I mean, we'll decide that when people, you know, put their money where their mouth is. So, obviously, it's having a big impact.
So, Brian, you have a limit of $1 billion from the GoFundMe folks, and I think President Trump has said he needs $5 billion. Are you working on increasing that limit?
Yeah, and, you know, that limit on there is just for the campaign. Like, basically, it's not a physical limit. It's just their programming doesn't go higher than that for the website. The donations will still come in higher. But we're talking with them, trying to get them to fix that so we can go higher. I don't think they ever imagined anyone keep going.
So, Brian, how do we know for sure that this money will, A, go to the wall, and, B, we're assuming this is a legitimate effort and you're not taking, you know, a big cut of it. But tell us a little bit about how we can assure our listening audience about that.
Not that we'd be averse to a big consulting fee to, you know, to help you with it.
I mean. I don't need the money. we're working with a law firm out of D.C., and they're pretty heavy hitting. They know a lot of people in politics. They're drafting up as a contractor right now between us, the people who donated, and the government, whoever will accept this money. And if we hit our goal and we get this money to the government, they're going to sign this contract, and they're going to be held to this, that our funds will only be used for the construction of the wall. They're not going to be building dorms. They're not going to be lining someone's pocket. It's just going to be for the wall itself. And that's something I think we need to have. We need to have accountability on this. That's kind of why we're in this position, because people are pissed off with everything that's going on. We're not getting what we want, and we're going to do it the right way.
Brian,
were making the point that this wall is not really a wall, that Trump is now talking about. Well, in some places, it'll be the kind of bollard wall. It's not going to be the big structural wall. In other places, it'll be fencing. I think a lot of the anti-wall folks are taking Trump literally when he talks wall. We're talking a barrier. And in some places, it's concertina wire on top of a bollard wall. In other places, you know, you've got, you know, 500-foot cliffs. You're not going to see somebody scale that. Do you see them as taking it too literal when we talk about a wall sometimes?
Yeah, I think they're taking it literal because they're trying to make a point and just say that it's not going to happen. They're trying to get one up on everybody. And I think it's common sense. You can't have a, you know, the Great Wall of China straight across the southern border. And it's going to be exactly like what you said it is. Sometimes it's just physically impossible to do something, or you don't need it. So, I mean, it makes sense that you're going to do what you can do for that landmass of whatever it's at. And, you know, people are going to be naysayers, and that's fine. And they have their right, but hopefully we'll prove them wrong.
Brian, is there a precedent of private funding for public building activity here in the United States?
You know, there is. Well, I don't know if I'd call it funding of a building, but in 2012, during the Obama years, the Washington Monument was damaged during the earthquake we had in D.C. A private donor was able to give $7 million to the government to pay half of the reconstruction fees, or the whatever the fee was, to repair the Washington Monument. And they had no problem taking his $7 million from a private citizen. So
I think Lee Iacocca did a big fundraising campaign years ago for the Statue of Liberty renovation in Ellis Island.
Right, and there's plenty of precedents. It just takes, you know, someone with the will and the willingness to do it, to step forward, and that's why we have this law firm involved. They know all the people who make the right moves, and they're very powerful.
Brian, I'm looking at the number of contributions you've received. 51,156 people have contributed a grand total of $3,133,259 to the Trump Wall GoFundMe account as of 7:24 a.m. Central on December 20th. That figures out to be about $60 per person. Not bad.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. And, you know, not everyone can make those larger donations. Some people are making $5, $10. Other people, a couple of people have made, I think, $5,000 donations. We've heard word that some people are trying to make very, very large donations.
Hey, I've got some news for you. A gentleman by the name of Edgar Weiss, 1 hour ago, just contributed $10,015. That's your highest contribution so far.
Oh, wow. What was his name?
Edgar Weiss. I have no idea where he's from. But you look at this list, and there are just, I don't know, about eight or nine people that have given more than $2,000, and the highest so far is $10,000.
Any way we could add some advertising component to this wall to get some big bucks? I mean, you're going to have two sides of a wall. Now, granted, it's not going to look like the Berlin Wall, and you'd want to put the advertising high enough that it couldn't be defaced or have, you know, gang members, you know, tagging stuff. But, you know, up high on the wall, I mean, I could just see some Coca-Cola, Nike, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's ads. I mean, again, you've got two facing ways, particularly in the high traffic areas like, you know, Tijuana and others. I mean, let's get Home Depot to put, make the whole wall orange and let Home Depot chip in a bunch.
I think it's a great idea, but playing devil's advocate, I could see all the liberals boycotting those brands and just being a huge firestorm of issue. But yeah, I think it makes sense.
Well, I think then we start throwing in some of, you know, we throw some Ben and Jerry ads in for free.
Brian,
I feel like I'm up with an ice cream.
Yeah, Brian, what other national media are you going to be on? I mean, we're local here in Nashville, of course, but
we're working to get on Laura Ingraham on Fox tonight, and then tomorrow, I think it's called Maria in the Mornings on Fox Business.
Maria Bartiromo.
Yes, and then there's a bunch of smaller ones here and there. Coming in, I know CBS.
So, has Jeff Zucker at CNN called you and said, you know, come on and talk about this?
Not at all. CNN's silent. They don't talk to me about anything. I mean, I even have friends over there. I've had needed help before in the media, and they just ignore my messages. So, kind of shows where they're at right now.
Has ABC News called you?
No, just CBS.
Oh, CBS called you.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
Well, they're next. As soon as I'm hanging up with the phone with you, we'll find out.
Okay, good. Is that radio or television?
I think it's television.
All right, good. Tell us a little bit about your personal story in Iraq in 2004. What happened?
It was September 11th, 2004, in northern Iraq in Sunni Triangle in a city called Balad. And our base came under attack for the anniversary of 9/11. The very first rocket that came over into our compound, I had just woke up. I was going to go to the gym before work, and I walked about 20 feet, and a rocket just randomly landed right next to me. And, you know, I'm just walking, going to get some water before the gym, and instantly my legs are gone. And that's the moment that impacted my life forever, you know. And even though it was such a bad thing that happened to me, there was a million things following that moment that went my way and kept me alive. And from that point on, I was just thankful to be alive, and I moved on from it. And it's kind of how I live my life, just live my life to the fullest and not dwell on what I don't have and focus on what I do have.
So you're a senior airman. You got a Purple Heart. You got an architecture degree from the University of Arizona. You've now been an entrepreneur. You've got a military coffee. And
What's the military coffee, and how can folks order?
It's called Military Grade Coffee, and you can go to militarygradecoffee.com. Facebook recently shut our page down. I have no idea why. That page was involved in a purge, and all we do is sell coffee and support veterans, give 10% back to veterans. I'm not sure what happened, but we have a lot.
Clearly, the Facebook folks right need more decaf, man. They get too much in an uproar over too little stuff.
Brian Kolfage, will you come back with us after you've raised the $5 billion? I'm confident that you'll get there. You know, the Rasmussen Report poll showed that 1 out of 3 Americans said they will give money. It looks like Americans are giving money to this project.
Yeah, I mean, they're giving money, and they're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're showing what they want, and they're pissed off.
So and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats keep saying that the Democrats are for border security. They can put their money literally where their mouths are if they want to go to the GoFundMe account and show that they really do care about border
security. Brian Kolfage, in the 10 minutes we've been on, we've added $100,000 to your GoFundMe account, up to $3.2 million. Must be all listeners to the Tennessee Star Report.
Well, love Tennessee, man.
God bless you, man, and thank you for your service, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
We're back with more of the Tennessee Star Report in just a moment. Stick around.